Hey yo, what up? My name is CJ and this is CJ's Take. Welcome to my podcast. Hello everybody, boys and girls, how you guys doing today? It's your favorite podcaster on the mic again, it's your boy CJ. I know it's been a minute. Y'all miss me? I know you did. I miss you guys too, man. It's been crazy. It's been crazy for the last 2 weeks, I guess, because I was preparing, getting ready to come home. I eventually flew home, so yes, I'm talking to you guys from the motherland, Africa, Mama Africa, Wakanda forever. I'm from talking to you from Cameroon right now. That's where I come from, and I feel amazing. You know, I'm meeting amazing people, meeting family and friends. I've been eating a whole lot of food, y'all. Whole lot of organic food I've been eating. I feel like I put on some weight already, and it's just a few days. Can you imagine that? So yes, I'm home and I feel great. I feel amazing. It's been raining. You know that feeling when you're sleeping at night under the rain. So every night is heaven when I'm going to bed. So I feel amazing, y'all. I apologize for a long break. I needed that to get myself here and get things together. But yeah, we're here again. So let's get back to what we used to do. It's your boy CJ. I'm back in your mic, back to your ears to just, you know, speak some germs. Let's talk about some beautiful things about life and learn and grow together. God is great, y'all, right? I first of all want to thank God for bringing me home safely. I had a smooth flight all the way to Cameroon. When I got to the airport here, I didn't get no hitches. Everything was smooth. I thank God again. And this is just great, man. Beautiful energy, you know, surrounded by people who love you. I'm just in a really great space. And I hope that everyone out there is doing great as well. Let's jump into our episode for today, man. And this episode was actually inspired by like a TV series I was watching the other night. And this is a Cameroonian TV series, right? And it was about different couples. I didn't know there's actually something that beautiful going on in my country, guys. Cameroon TV series, that's amazing. It's different couples with, you know, different stories. You know, each couple has their own marital struggles and all that. And there's one of these couples that are perfect. Like, they are perfect in the eyes of society, in the eyes of everybody. If you look at a couple, you'll be like, oh shit, this is the perfect couple. But then, that's the picture that paints when they go outside. But when they get back at home, it is hell on earth. So when I saw that, I started thinking, I was like, sadly, that is the way a lot of relationships are today. Out there, it looks so good on paper. But when they get back home, when you get to look deep within, they are a mess. Why is that the case? So I thought to do a little, you know, investigation and do research on that. And that's what inspired this episode. So today, everybody, our topic is going to be, let's just call it, they look good on paper, right? As basic as that sounds. And I actually think that this topic pertains more to women than men, because I've actually never heard a guy say this phrase before, although I'm sure some guys must have. But women who are in a dating pool, I mean, they say it all the time. I know. Some of you out there right now, you're nodding your heads like, yep. So my goal for this episode is to give a different perspective on this, you know. And I think of these kind of things, I'm going to think of the kind of things that, you know, may not even be what you're thinking until someone like me actually put it out there on the podcast. So what I'm getting to is this, that I'm not a fan to this phrase, okay? If you didn't catch that yet. I'm not a fan of the whole phrase for a whole couple of reasons, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. The first reason is because women who use this phrase are often stressed out, okay? Or they are maybe even panicked about meeting someone. And what goes hand in hand with panic? You guessed it. Desperation. And the thing about desperation is that it makes people make choices that are less than ideal for them. Either out of fear of, you know, thinking things like, oh my God, I'm going to be single forever. I'm never going to meet anyone. I'm only meeting, you know, players and total douchebags. No one even takes relationships seriously anymore. blah, blah, blah. Or they also just go ahead and make choices that are not in their best interest because they are comparing their lives with other people. You know, people they know, their friends, co-workers, or sometimes just complete strangers that they get to meet on Instagram, or just, you know, who are in the same age range, and then it makes them feel like their lives are better off, you know? And it gets them start thinking things like, oh my God, I'm so far behind. I'm totally missing out. Oh gosh, so-and-so has two kids already and a husband. Everyone has it better than me. I mean, people can usually smell desperation off of you. That's true. That actually reminds me of the movie, Jerry Maguire. I don't know if you guys, if anyone have seen those movies, Tom Cruise's first movies, Jerry Maguire. And I think of this movie because there was a little boy in that movie who had a simple phrase, which was, it was like his catchphrase in the movie. And the little boy always said, bees can smell fear. Simple. Bees can smell fear. Well, ladies, men can smell your desperation. And trust me, it's not a good look. Okay? You don't want them smelling your, you know, perspiration or your desperation. And not to mention the fact that some men would actually take advantage of you if they sense that fear or that desperation from you. And hey, side note, if you haven't seen that movie, Jerry Maguire, you might want to check it out, man. That's a classic. Okay, you're going to tell me later. The second reason why I don't like the he looks good on paper phrase is because it is often combined with little excitement, or at least way less excitement than one should have when they, you know, meet someone that they are interested in. Because when you really like someone, you're going to talk about characteristics of their personality, right? And stuff like that. You're going to talk about them with giddiness and probably talk about them non-stop. For example, so you're talking to a friend and then you ask her, hey, how was that date the other night? And the only thing she mentions about him is that, oh, he's a lawyer, he's 6'2", he drives a Range Rover, and he's planning to build a house. Well, she's definitely got a good on paper situation here, you know. There is no mention of the guy's name even. No mention of how great the date was. No mention of something funny he said. Nope. Just publicizing his height, his vehicle, his occupation, and hey, he's got the goal of building a house. So it's like, oh wow, does this guy, this amazing fellow, does he even have a name? Do you know if he likes soccer or the color blue? You see what I'm saying? You know, if I knew that some girl introduced me as what I drove and the type of apartment I live in, instead of anything about me, I would be so turned off. Really. I don't want someone hanging around me and wasting my time just because of my car and my apartment. That's just not right. I would rather want to know that she was like, his name is CJ. He's really smart, handsome. He has a positive mindset. He has a great sense of humor. He's super cool. We love the same music. He cares about people. You know, we have things in common. He has things in common with me, and so on and so on and so on. Seriously, you see the difference, right? There is excitement in me as a person. Like, imagine two, you know, people who describe, you know, the other as good on paper, get together and actually get married. Wow. Sounds like paradise, huh? Not quite. It sounds super boring. Zero chemistry. Weeks of desperation. It's super dry. And you know what? It's only a matter of time before she hits the fan and the good on paper couple is filing divorce papers. I mean, you don't want to focus on stats, guys. You don't want to focus on just what they have and material things. You want to focus on how this person makes you feel. How do they treat you? Do you actually click? If you're not interested in the person after you take the pieces of them that look good on paper, then they are not the person for you. Point blank. If you are interested in the person, after they take away that they are 6'2", or after they take away the fact that they are a lawyer, or that they have a weekend home that you guys can go to, then they are not the person for you. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong. Of course, it's a bonus if the guy has an impressive ride, you know, a nice place to live, has a great job. But these things have to be in addition to the stuff that holds the most weight for the success of a long-term relationship, okay? In addition to, I mean, who doesn't want a guy that has a great car? I mean, who doesn't want a guy that has a house? But, you get what I'm saying, right? These are important. You know, the problem actually lies when you basically start to convince yourself. Convince yourself like, oh, I could like this person. You know, I could develop feelings for them. Everything seems to be so lined up and ready to go. I can do it. And it's not because you truly like the person. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's a huge disconnect here. If the spark is not there, it's just not there. You're not going to come out with a birthday cake for someone with candles on it unless you get a lighter ready to fire it up, right? So if there's no spark, guys, there's no spark. That simple. Like, is this an arranged marriage? No. So then why are you so desperate to be with someone that the only thing you can say about them is that they look good on paper? Oh yeah, they check off a couple of boxes. They will do. Guys, we're talking about your life here, okay? It's kind of like when you go to a grocery store, right? And you say all day long you've been dreaming about a piece of chocolate cake. Like, I want a piece of chocolate cake so bad. But you go to a grocery store and you're browsing around the bakery and, oh damn it, they only have red velvet cake. And you don't even like red velvet. Then what do? You pick up the red velvet cake anyways and say, oh well, that will do. And then you leave the store. And all that excitement from all day long, getting this piece of chocolate cake just went down the tubes. And yeah. No. Don't settle for the red velvet. Take your ass to the next grocery store and buy a piece of chocolate cake, because that's what you really want. Like, at the end of the day, who really cares if someone is a CEO or a doctor or a lawyer if you have zero chemistry? Oh, because it sounds good to other people and your family will be impressed? You know, most often we put people on pedestals, right? So often because of the things completely unrelated to their personality. So what is this equivalent of? Well, that's equivalent to settling. It's like, you're not even excited about this guy, but hey, you're going to be able to move into his house that he said he's going to build next year, right? You're going to look like a homeowner, isn't it? No more rents. And that sounds great, right? You're going to be able to, you know, take pictures outside together, looking so loving, with a little puppy dog on the lawn, or maybe even a baby. And you're going to be accepted by everybody and look so great on Instagram, yes. And just be like all the other happy couples on Instagram, right? Our life is going to be so complete, isn't it? But is that really the kind of stuff that's going to carry you through the next 30, 40, 50 years with that person? Because they're going to have a house for you to move into, right? And women can also find themselves in these situations if they want to have kids. So many times people are like, oh my God, I'm running out of time. So the worst thing you can do is to marry someone or have kids with someone just because they are the person around you at a particular age. So many people do this. They turn 30 or 35 and they just set up shop with that person who just happens to be there, you know? Even if the relationship is totally on his kids, just because of time, they get it going. Don't make decisions out of fear that are not in your best interest. Don't. Now, I want to conclude this episode with examples of things that you should be looking for that truly look good on paper, okay? And I mean it, things that truly look good on paper. So here we go. He brought my favorite pasta when I was sick. You know how simple that sounds? I needed to drop my car off at the shop, so he actually followed me there, and then he dropped me off at work. How sweet of him. He does really sweet gestures even when it's not a special occasion. You know, like last Tuesday, he just showed up with these beautiful flowers. When I talk to him about something important, I have his full attention and he sincerely cares about what I have to say. He listens. He's not distracted by his phone and getting anxious about waiting for me to finish so he can run off and watch the game with the boys. He was so there for me when my uncle passed away last month. He really, really cared about me and it felt so good to have him and have his support. You hear how this sounds? Simple things. He makes me feel so appreciated. He just makes me want to do so many more things for him. He remembered that my light bulb went out the other night and he picked one up from the hardware store. Can you believe that? He sits down and he solves problems when we have disagreements. He planned a vacation for us. He's so funny. He always makes me laugh. He always knows just what to say to cheer me up. You hear how all that sound, guys? Simple things, but yet so fulfilling. Because they establish a connection between that person and you. So guys, I hope you really got a fresh perspective of this, okay? Because it's really important, and I know what it can be like to get swept up in something. But it's also very important to not get swept up for the wrong reason. Or it will inevitably catch up with you, definitely. So I really hope you've learned a thing or two from this episode, because trust me, I really enjoyed putting this together, right? So feel free to share this with anyone you know out there who can benefit from this. And please try to connect with us on social media, okay? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at CJ's Take. And right now, I'm excited to let you all know that we're on Clubhouse as well. So you can find us on Clubhouse as well, CJ's Take on Clubhouse, and connect with us, because I'm going to start this conversation on Clubhouse. We're going to create a room. I'm going to jump in there with, you know, a bunch of people, just have conversations about meaningful things that will help us grow. So if you're on Clubhouse out there, just look for us, CJ's Take follow. We're going to be coming to you pretty soon. And I might just be bringing some guests in there, so to get the, you know, make the conversations more fun. Okay? That's great. For today, I want you guys to do a random act of kindness today. Okay? I want everyone to do a random act of kindness today. And that is, I want you to go to iTunes and leave us a review. Yep. Please, just go to iTunes and leave us a review. Say something beautiful about the podcast. Say something beautiful about us. It's going to help us. And that would be very, very much appreciated. All right? So stay safe, everybody. And thank you for listening today. My name is CJ. And that's my take. Until next time. Peace.